Hey everyone, before we start this podcast today, I want to bring your attention to something that occurred. At the end of the podcast, we had some technical issues, and you're going to hear that it ends abruptly. I apologize for that. Technology was not on our side on the day we recorded this, but there were so many wonderful things and questions that were asked of Jordan that I wanted to put this out there. We wish her well, and we look forward to the next time we speak to her. I want to just make you aware that it wasn't our intention to not sprinkle her with questions or finish out and thank her while she was online. But thank you, Jordan, for spending time with us, and we look forward to singing with you and being with you soon. This podcast today is very exciting to me. This is Aggie Roberts, and normally I have Aria on with me. She's still in New York doing her, preparing for her senior showcase. So we decided to do something a little different today. I'm bringing in a past performer that has had really wonderful success after the Music Man, and she was with us for 3 years, and decided to also bring in two of our current cast members. That one has been with me for probably 2 or 3 years. I've lost count. And the other, this is her first year as a performer. You've met them all at one point. Jordan Yabbitt is a performer that we just love. And she is somewhere in the world. Honestly, I don't even know where she is, but she's going to tell us today. And I also have today scheduled for Ethan and Catherine. So sit back and relax and enjoy this conversation with some of our faves. Thanks so much. Well, I'm on right now with Jordan, Catherine, and Ethan. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey Aggie.
Hi there.
Hi Aggie.
So the question of the hour, Jordan, is where are you in the world right now?
Right now, it is currently 3 p.m. in Kirkwall, Scotland, is where I am.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. How amazing is that? So
awesome.
Are you on the ground? Are you on a ship? Where are you?
I'm currently on the ship right now. I drew the short straw today, and I'm on board taking care of all the guests. But I'm fine with it. It is freezing outside, and it is warm inside, so I'm okay with it.
So when you first joined us, you had a scarf on and a big winter jacket.
Yes.
How cold is it there right now?
I believe today everyone here uses Celsius. So it's 6 degrees Celsius, okay, which makes it, I think, around 20 in the 20 Fahrenheit. So pretty cold.
Oh my goodness. So yeah. How long are you on this, this gig? How long is this cruise going for?
This cruise or my contract? My contract?
Your contract.
Okay. Yeah. I'm here till September. So I boarded at the beginning of March, and I'll be here until September. So about 6 months. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're going to get into today what you're doing and how you're doing. You look amazing. I wish everyone could see her right now.
Aww.
Because she looks amazing.
I'll stop.
But you always look amazing.
Thank you.
So today's podcast is a little bit different. It's different because I felt that bringing a past performer that has had such wonderful success after The Music Man, bringing them together with people that are currently with us, will bring us some questions and some great conversation about the road, the summer road that we all travel on at The Music Man. So, Jordan, tell us, just get us up to date. Let them know who you are, where you're from, and you know, your family, your school, and we'll start from there.
Okay, so like Aggie said, I'm Jordan. I'm originally from the small town of Pelham, New Hampshire. But whenever any of the guests ask me, I just say I'm from Boston because no one knows where Pelham, New Hampshire is. I'm getting good.
I do. I'm from Georgetown,
Massachusetts.
Yes! I know where Pelham, New Hampshire is.
A fellow New Englander. I love that.
a fellow fake
Bostonian. Yes, a fake Bostonian. Thank you. But yep, I grew up in Pelham. I went through all my years, all the way up to high school. And then I started dancing when I was in elementary school, was in my first musical when I was in middle school. And then when I was in high school, I decided I wanted to pursue it as a career. I moved to New York City in the fall of 2014. I attended the American Musical and Dramatics Academy. Sounds very posh, but it's not, I promise you. But I spent 2 very quick years there, graduated spring of 2016. And then I lived in New York all the way up till COVID. I auditioned, I worked however many jobs it took to pay the bills and keep my lights on and my water running. And then I believe it was, and correct me if I'm wrong, Aggie, I believe it was 2018 was my first summer.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look that up. I was trying to figure out when your first year, did we still have our Seaside location your first year with us?
It was the last year you had Seaside, yes. So I think it was 2018.
Okay, so then it was 2008. Yeah. It was 2018. Mm-hmm. And you were part of the Lavalette cast.
Yes, I was. I was there with you, obviously. Okay. Yes.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe it's that long ago.
It's been so long.
It honestly doesn't feel that long ago.
It was.
Yes. Yeah. It really is a blur. They kind of all fall into one another. And then with COVID coming in, that kind of sped things up again, trying to get through that. Mm-hmm. You were part of our COVID year, and we'll get into that a little bit because we had to redesign everything that we did.
Yeah.
And you were a huge help in doing that. And you have I'm so happy. I realized once we got on the line today that Catherine and you are probably neighbors of some sort.
That's funny.
And you probably
we have a lot in common.
Now you never worked with Ethan, right? You weren't, your contracts didn't overlap, did you?
I don't think so.
No, I've never met these two people. So
Ethan, when was your first year with us?
2021, I think, was my first summer there. 20th season.
Oh, the big 2-0. Very nice.
Fantastic. Well, you talked about your first theater memory in second grade. Tell us a little bit about that.
So my first theater, like real theater memory, was a theater summer camp in Manchester, New Hampshire, that Catherine probably knows, at the Palace Theater. That was my first experience on a stage with a huge cast and just doing, what did we do? Oh my goodness. It wasn't even a real show, obviously. It was for, I don't even know what it was, but it was fun. And I got the theater bug, and then I did theater every year, every season at the Palace until I graduated high school. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so apparent when you joined us that this was who you are. I mean, you wear this, this dancer entertainer on your sleeve. Like it just oozes out of you when you meet you. And, you really changed how we were approaching Disney sing-along, how we approach doing pop music with women and groups of women.
Mm-hmm.
So you really put your fingerprint on the music, man. Aww. And we're so thrilled with that because a lot of what you've done has stayed with us. Mm-hmm. And we are now, and I'll let you in on it. I haven't really announced it to everyone, but I'll tell you some changes that are happening this summer at the Music Man show-wise. So one of the things that helped us start doing was to create the energy of a show to go into the ice cream hour.
Mm.
And we're going to do more of that this summer. We're going to actually put 4 or 5 waiters on the floor. Normally, it's 3 or 4 waiters on the floor. We're actually going to put 4 or 5 waiters on the floor. And one of those individuals is what we're going to be calling the welcome host.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
So the welcome host is going to really be in charge of keeping the party going during the ice cream portion of our show. we're not segmenting out that this is ice cream and then this is the show and this is eat up, pay up and get out. Mm-hmm. And then we reset and bring the next group in. Our thoughts are that we want a person to keep the energy going and be the coordinator of all those announcements, mm-hmm. to keep that fun time going. And what we're doing, and Andrew Ferry and I were together last night. What? He's our musical director again this summer.
I love that.
And what we did was we came up with these welcome numbers that they're cast numbers, but they're going to start and everyone's going to be in different parts of the shop, on the floor in the back. And when they hear that music, they're going to be coming out to do that first number. Lights are going to change, do the first number. And then at the end of that first number, whoever is the lead in that first number will do the first announcement with the spotlights on. Then the spotlights will change and that welcome host will allow the show to keep going. And that person could help with announcements. Person can help with music, but it's really about extending the show and giving people more show time than just giving them ice cream time, do announcement, waiting for the show. So that is something that we kind of were doing more and more of during COVID, mm-hmm. when we were outside.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it was a little bit boring during COVID being outside.
Yeah.
So we kind of were doing more and more numbers and keeping that revolving door, and the people that were passing, we were trying to encourage them to sit down. So
yeah,
that's something that grew out of, Josephine and my talking and reflecting back on you, Jordan. So
I love that.
I kind of gave Ethan and Catherine Jordan the ability to know who they were speaking with today. I didn't want to keep it a total surprise because I wanted them to come to today's session with some questions and insight or things that they're wondering, whether it's Music Man related or professional related. I wanted to put you on the hot seat a little bit and give them time with you.
Okay. I love that. I love that. I'm so excited. Okay. My seat is hot. I'm ready.
Okay. I just want to start. I want to ask you kind of a question since you're out at sea right now. It's really cool that you get to, see all the different parts of the world and you're in Scotland right now, right? So can you tell me like a favorite place that you've been, maybe a site that you've seen, that's like really stood out since you've left?
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I was actually counting all the countries I've been to today. I've been to 43 today, starting yesterday. Scotland is my 43rd country I've been to. So yesterday I was in Edinburgh for the first time, which I don't know if you're familiar. I was not familiar with Edinburgh, but it's this big, beautiful, old, ancient city in Scotland. It was about a 30-minute taxi ride from where the ship docked. I knew I really wanted to go. I didn't know exactly what was there, but everyone said it was very gothic, like castles and cobblestone streets and old restaurants and taverns and people playing bagpipes in the street. And it just didn't sound like a real place. It sounded fake. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go. So I jumped in a taxi and I drove there. And it was exactly as everyone described, like Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, all mixed up together.
Yeah, it's what inspired Diagon Alley.
That's right.
That is the set inspiration for Diagon Alley. Yes,
and it was
wow.
To the T. It was perfect. It was amazing. That's okay. So that's probably one of my new favorite places I've ever been to was Edinburgh. And I learned a lot about the history and the people are wonderful. I can't understand a word they're saying. They're speaking English, but their accents are so thick. Oh my goodness.
It's thick. Oh. It's so thick. It's
very thick. Actually, one of our castmates, who is also our assistant cruise director, is from Scotland. Anywhere near these people I spoke to yesterday, it was outrageous. I'm like, there's no way we are speaking the same language right now. Yeah, it was wonderful to see that. Yeah.
And tell us the cruise line that you're on.
I am on Oceania Cruise Lines. It is a luxury brand off of the branch of Norwegian Cruise Lines. Norwegian, Oceania, and Regent are three companies all under the umbrella of Norwegian Cruise Line Holding.
So
awesome.
This is the first time you're in this region of the world. Mm-hmm. Does this particular ship, just every Because you're not, the people that are on the ship, are they traveling until September with you?
There have been some people, I boarded at the beginning of March. There have been some guests who have been on board since I've gotten on board. So it's been about a month of them cruising back to back to back to back to back. So we started in Miami. We went all the way down through the Panama Canal to Panama City, came back, went back to Miami, then went all the way through on the British Virgin Islands over to Barbados, and then had 5 or 6 days at sea to get over to the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa. So that's, they've been on for quite some, they're part of the furniture is what we like to say.
Yeah.
They're nice. Wow. They're nice though. But they're lovely. Everyone here is wonderful.
Is there anything between now and September that you're looking forward to as far as destination?
Oh, so many. So we go to Iceland. We're going to Reykjavik, a place I've never been. Very excited. I'm going to Ireland. I'll be in Dublin in like 4 days, which I'm very excited about. Where else? Norway, Greenland, we're still in Scotland, Sweden, Latvia, Estonia, some amazing, amazing places. Yeah, I'm excited.
Amazing. We're living vicariously through you right now.
Come cruise. I'll take care of you.
Well, to piggyback kind of off cruising, so Ethan and I are a couple. We travel together and we've been really lucky to perform together in a lot of different places, which has been awesome. But we've never done a cruise. And so we've thought about, you know, we audition for cruises. And I was just curious, like, what the some of the pros and cons of cruise life and work are.
Being a couple, you're both singers, obviously, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So if you were to work for a Norwegian Oceania Regent, they're actually very good at keeping couples together, especially if you're both singers. It's very easy to move you guys around, the big spider web of casting that they have there. It is much easier for you guys. My partner is in entertainment as well, but he's a band member. So it's even though we're in the same department, we aren't, you know, we're two separate pieces, and he's been working on ships since he was 18 years old. So he knows, you know, everything, but he works for Norwegian like NCL.
Whoa.
So he just boarded his ship
gotcha.
A couple days ago, actually. He's on the Norwegian Spirit out of Hawaii. And then I'm here. So it really is for you to, you know, keep auditioning. They love couples, they really do. And the fact that you're two singers, I look forward to seeing you in Tampa next time I'm there, and then you'll be there, which will be great. Sorry to steal people from you, Aggie, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's okay.
But yes, keep auditioning, because especially, and if you say you're a couple, they'll love that. And I feel like, you know, I haven't heard you two sing, but I think working on Oceania for a couple is much, not much better. All the cruise lines are amazing to work for, but it really is about family on Oceania and Norwegian. So they'll really keep you guys together.
Cute.
So keep auditioning, keep going. Cause and yeah, I'm sure you'll get something.
That's awesome.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Well, I don't mind losing people. I don't like losing people in the middle of summer, but that goes without saying. No, but I want to encourage people to keep going and keep doing. And, you know, we've had so many, we say the people that are on the wall, what are they doing right now? Mm. And I look at that, I'm just so proud of where people have come and what they're doing. And Josephine and I love when people check back in. Let me tell the quick little story. In June of last year, Jordan, I have no idea where you were. You were probably in Thailand or somewhere.
I think it was actually. Yeah. Good guess.
You were in Thailand? I vaguely remember our text exchange.
Yes.
But you had texted me and said, oh, I'm going to be back in the States in December. I want to do the Christmas show. And I was just like, yeah. Okay, sounds great. Pencil me in. Not really ever thinking that that could really happen. Because it's so far away. People get get other things and life happens. And but it was always there. And we would check in over the course of the summer and then the fall. And you came in December. And let me tell you, it meant more to me than you just being at the music band singing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really describe the feeling when when you find people that want to be with you. They don't have to be with you. They want to be. And that is such an, I mean, we all know it. It's such an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
And I don't want to underplay that to anyone, that when you're with people, be present, and because it fulfills them. It's a gift that really keeps giving.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was December. So that it was the beginning of December that you were with me. But I think about that and it still feels so good. It's a gift that, honestly, and I don't want to be too, you know, cliche about this, but it is a gift that keeps giving.
It was.
I saw your picture the other day. That's what inspired me to just text you. And, you know, my text was no reason, just thinking of you, you know, texting people for no reason, just because they come into your consciousness is such a wonderful thing. And so I encourage everyone out there today to finish listening to the podcast. Don't stop it right now, but finish listening and just text someone.
Yeah.
No reason, just thinking of you.
Always.
And then something amazing is going to happen, like scheduling our podcast and talking to you.
Because
that's where it happened.
That's true. That's really true.
Yeah.
That was it was really great being back there, especially around Christmas, and it was such a special time. And working at sea, you know, you miss the solidness of being on literal solid ground, and then also your rocks, your people around you. So it was really good going there and seeing you guys again, because I missed you.
Yeah, well, you know, one of these times in an off-season show, Ethan and Catherine will be jumping in, and maybe you'll jump in too, and you'll get to meet them.
Yay! Let's
that would be amazing.
That would be great.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
So, Jordan, I throw it to you right now. Is there something that you want to put them on the hot seat, and, you know, maybe what they're anticipating over the summer?
Okay, so you two are both going back this upcoming summer. Yes, that's very exciting. Yeah. Very good. So I got to say, we're talking about home now, and it's making, you know, I'm reminiscing on all of my summers, and I miss Lavalette so much in the summertime. I really do. It's a beautiful place. There, you know, I always say there are worse places to be, and there are worse things I could be doing right now. So, you know, is there like a favorite place in Lavalette that you guys had, like while you've worked there, if you could pick one?
That's a good question. That's tougher. So my story is unique because I went down to visit Ethan last summer towards the end of the summer, like end of August, and Aggie needed help in the kitchen, and I've scooped ice cream before and I performed, so I just stayed, but I was in blacks. So this will be my first summer in stripes, and I'll get to like kind of do my thing and find my own way this summer, so I'm really excited. I love literally any coffee shop, so I'm excited to do that. And I'm really excited for whenever it is that Aggie, Ethan, and I will hit the sand dollar for the food. That'll be a good time.
Pork roll, egg and cheese. Let's go. Every time. So good.
To me, I'll have to get back to you towards the end of the summer when I have more places to reference. But that's what I'm looking forward to right now.
Very good. Very good. Good choice.
Yeah, so Catherine joined us, like she said, at the end of the summer, and she's one of those people, Jordan, that just fits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has, you know, she came in, and there was no pretense. It was just comfortable, and you know, it was just so easy. So she was one of the individuals that Josephine and I spoke with after the summer that said, okay, how can we get her back?
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have Ethan back. But he also just did two seasons with us.
My goodness, you know, Ethan.
You know, I'm not saying that disparagingly. I'm saying that you know, people want other opportunities
and want to
do other things.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
And so to ask somebody back for a third season, you know, what are we giving that person? Because I want people to grow every summer.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we giving them? Catherine was on our list and we, you know, started talking early.
Yeah.
We're so thrilled that she said yes. And then when Ethan said he would sign on, Ethan and I had a long talk about what he wants to get out of the summer, because I don't want him to recreate a summer. I want him to have a new summer.
Of course.
So we're working on some music right now that is a little out of the box.
Ooh.
And so we're looking forward to that. You know, what else can he do from a comedic standpoint?
Right.
So we're so excited.
Oh, that's so, so great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. And what better way to get him back than to bring his girlfriend in, right?
Yeah, well, that was the anchor there.
It was the bait. I was for
you
sure.
You were the bait, Catherine. I'm sorry.
It was, that's fine.
Very good.
That's okay with me. Listen, it's how I ended up there last year. I literally went down to visit. Maggie said, "Hope you packed a big enough bag." So it's season's turn now.
I love it. I love it. Very good. That's very
well.
Good.
Since you've been with us, Jordan, we have this program called the Feature Performer Program, and the Feature Performer Program was designed for individuals that didn't want to work a full-time schedule. So they were performers. Those performers could be anywhere the age 16 and up. And they would work 3 shifts as a crew member and then 1 shift as a striped performer. Georgie, who's back with us this summer, this is her 3rd year with us. She was a feature performer for the last 2 years. And quickly into her 1st year, when she would come in blacks, I needed her on the floor.
Oh.
So I tell all the feature performers now, just pack a go bag. Because if you come in and I'm like, I need you in stripes, you know, you put on your saddle shoes and your white and blacks.
That's
and get
such
on the
an
floor.
Amazing
so
program.
That's kind of, yeah. And that's kind of how Catherine joined us, you know, to pack
truly,
a bag.
Truly, truly. By happenstance. But yeah, that is pretty much what happened. It was like, are you here? Can you just stay and do whatever? Yeah. And I was like, please just let me know where I can be helpful. I'm happy to hang out. Aww. I love this crew. I'm here to see Ethan. Oh no, I'm on the beach. Okay.
Oh, if I must.
I guess I'll hang out for the next month. Gosh, it's so hard. No, I had such a great time. I had such a good time.
Oh, very good.
So much of a good time that I was like, yes, Aggie, of course I'll come back.
Sign me up.
Well, thank you. Jordan, tell us a little bit about the show that you're in on the ship, what you're performing, and you know the amount that you're performing.
Sure. So we actually have 4 shows. The resident production company is a cast of 6 people. Very small, so 4 singers, 2 male, 2 female, and then a dancing couple, male and a female. And we perform 4 production shows. Our first one, we're actually doing this one tonight. It's called Acoustic Sessions, and it's sort of based off that MTV show where they would bring artists in. It's kind of like the Tiny Desk show series on YouTube right now, where they do acoustic covers of their songs.
Yeah, Unplugged on MTV.
Yes, Unplugged. Thank you. So it's pretty much just like Unplugged. Yeah. We do acoustic broken down versions of songs by the Doobie Brothers, the Beach Boys, Michael Jackson, Billy Joel, all these amazing artists and songs that a lot of our clientele is familiar with. So they always love it. So we always start off with that one because it sucks them right in. And then next show we'll do is Broadway in Concert, where it's just the 4 singers and we pretty much wear really pretty gowns and really pretty tuxedos and we sing Broadway songs. So we sing Wicked, Cabaret, The Secret Garden, Rent, Happy Days Get Happy by Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand, just, you know, really authentic, good, wholesome Broadway songs, classics that everyone knows. And then our third show is Debonair, which is pretty much an homage to Rat Pack music and Frank Sinatra. So it's all croony, you know, Etta James, Peggy Lee. We do a Michael Bublé medley at the end to sort of bring it to a more modern musical background. But that one's crazy. That's a crazy show. And then our last one is Showdown, which is like American Idol, only none of us are bad singers. We all portray different characters and we're pretty much competing to win the showdown, the singing competition. And the 3 judges are guests that are on board. and they vote by applauding, and whoever doesn't get enough or however doesn't get enough gets voted off, and then, you know, you keep going until you get a winner, and it's fun.
Are you keeping tally who wins the most?
No, not out in the open, but in here I am. Because, you know, it's all for fun, but sometimes people really do take it personally, but none of us, we all, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, you know what, I really don't want to sing my medley tonight, can I get voted out first, like me. No, it is a really good time. The audience, the guests love it. We love doing it. It's just like crazy fast Motown music. And so my character is Gina, and she loves the 80s. So I sing, you know, It's Raining Men, I Will Survive, you know, I sing all this crazy In the Rafters stuff, but it's fun. It really is a good time.
So with all those shows and the music that you spoke about, let's talk about vocal health.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with it? And how do you psychologically get through when you can still perform, but you're not at your best?
Oh, and I've had many experiences with that. So, you know, being on board, it really is important to look after your vocal health, mainly because you don't know what's going to happen the next day. You don't know what climate you're going to be in. Like at the end of last cruise, we were in Spain and it was like 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And now we're in Scotland where it's 22 degrees Fahrenheit. And going outside, you really need to bundle up. But when you're in Seville, you need to, you know, not bundle up and drink a lot of water. And so when you're on board, especially working for this company, a lot of our job isn't just singing and wearing pretty costumes. A lot of it is actually getting to know the guests really well. I look like this right now, but this is my uniform that I wear whenever I play games with the guests or whenever I host guests, whenever I'm doing any of these like trivias and all these extra activities, which requires, you know, socializing and actually a lot of talking. It sounds a little crazy, but I try to start I start my day in my lowest register and like the deepest part of my voice. So that way, and it's easy to talk like that when you first wake up. Because if I come right out of the gate at 9:30 in the morning, all the way up here talking, oh my gosh, customer service voice, my voice is thrashed by the end of the day. So you really need to like, and this is what I do, every singer is different, going through my range throughout the day and not coming out right at the top of the day, because it's easy to do that when you work in, this isn't customer service, but when you work in customer service, to have that, hi, good morning, how are you? Oh, it's so good to see you. I love your shirt today. Like 4 in the afternoon now, like it's fine now, but at 9 a.m., if I had started like that, my voice would be tired by our show tonight at 9:30 p.m. So it's that.
Yeah.
It's hydrating. One more time, hydrating. It's so much water, because when you're on board, you know, you're living in these cabins and you have the air conditioning, the heat, you have, you know, people, the cleaning products that housekeeping uses to clean your room can sometimes be, you know, it's always hydrating. It's always keeping yourself clear and really taking care of your body, not staying up too late, going to the gym, washing your hands a lot, because germs on a ship are germs times 100. One person gets a cold, that means the other 5 people who they talked to or they touched or they shook hands with get a cold. And then that's how you get into a really big, messy, sticky problem on board. Washing your hands, not going out in port every single day, running around and having drinks and eating gross food and then trying to do a show that night. It's more self-control on our part than anything. And that's why a lot of the people who are hired are very professional performers, because not everyone can do this job. Catherine and Ethan will be able to do this job. And that's actually, you know, knowing my vocal health and how to take care of my body for something like this is actually something that I really learned working at the Music Man, is being able to do those shows and serve ice cream and honk the horn and scream over all these people and get them to be quiet so this person can sing and dance for their ice cream. Learning the back of the kitchen, like just running around doing everything, it really trained me and taught me what my body needs to get through a crazy day where I'm singing and I'm shouting and I'm running around doing all of these extra things on top of it.
Right.
So, you know, Aggie, I really do thank the Music Man for that, because I don't think I'd be able to do it now.
Well, thank you.
If it wasn't for that.
Well, we've always said that the stamina that you get at the Music Man is the number one thing that you learn.
Mm-hmm.
From early on, you know, back, you know, in the early years, you know, Brian Kalinowski and Doug Chattel and all those individuals that are, you know, first on the walls.
Yeah.
You know, Carolyn Kimmel, she would always say, building my stamina is what I got at the Music Man. So I was able, people were tired after a couple hours. I'm like, that's a half day. Let's keep going.
Yeah,
people.
Absolutely. So like, this is nothing.
So that's wonderful to hear. So thank you for saying that. Ethan, anything else that you want to ask Jordan?
Yeah, I do want to ask you one more thing. So you know how we have all those kiddos that come to the Music Man, and not only the Disney show, but, you know, all the shows. And then they're going to come more than once a summer. They know our names. We know their names. We get pictures with them. They know the songs we're going to sing already. It's a really awesome place for kiddos to go. So, and you know, a lot of those kids, they get the Music Man shirts, and they get like the singing, like, have you seen the Switz? I don't know if you've seen that. It's a singing waiter in training. It's like a new
I think I saw it.
Music Man merch, a little plug.
Maybe I saw it.
Yeah, it's, but you know, all these kids are, you know, some of them are inspired and some of them even want to perform too, like how we are. So do you have any advice for those aspiring performers that want to do this full time?
Oh my goodness. You know, there are a lot of, you say that and all the faces come flashing to my head of all the little kids doing all the little dances, singing along to Moana and Frozen and all that stuff, and saying, you know, I want to sing, I want to dance. And all I'll ever say to who really just feels like it's what they're put here to do, to really just do it. Do it in any capacity that you can. If it's singing in your shower, singing in the car in front of your mother for the first time when you're 15 years old, because that was me. I couldn't sing in front of my mother until I was 15 years old because I was really nervous. Singing at, you go to church, singing at church, singing in your school choir, doing, you know, singing with your friends, going to karaoke, doing silly things like that. And, you know, I know a big part of a lot of the reasons some kids don't do it is because they're scared, and that totally understandable. I am still scared every single time I audition for something. And, you know, you have to know that on the other side of that fear is the only thing that you want to do. Literally, the only thing you want to do is perform. Getting through fear is the easiest part. And I know that's scary for some kids, but like I said, starting small, working your way up, being in your local theater, and finding your group, because obviously you're gonna make a lot of friends doing theater. Be surrounded by those people who support you and have the same love for you of music and of dance and of theater. And have a good community who will push you into doing new things and taking the next steps in, you know, in whatever career, in whatever way you wanna go, because there's a lot of ways you can go in theater. So whatever way you decide to go, having that good community and not letting fear hold you back. Just go, 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 go and do it. So that's what I'd say.
The Best Summer Adventure is brought to you by the Music Man Singing Ice Cream Shop.
Visit us on Facebook at The Music Man or on Instagram at The Music Man Singing Waiters.
You know, you could also email us at bsa@themusicman.com. We would love to hear from you.